Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. Am I right in offering you congratulations on getting an award?
I do want to be humble, but then I don't want to be humble.
You shout from the
Yes,
rooftops.
I did get an award actually. Yeah, so my charity that I work for, Carers Support West Sussex, they nominated me. My line managers nominated me for an inspirational award, and it's all part of Crawley Community Awards, and it happens every year actually. So it's just recognizing people and all the volunteers and what we all do. And Crawley, as I've said before, it's a brilliant place, brilliant set of volunteers. We all do so much for each other and for others. So yeah, I won the award for inspirational award. Yeah, so on Tuesday. Yeah, so that was brilliant.
I can
Brilliant.
figure that. I can figure that. You
Yeah, no, I
just got
love it, and I
yourself an
think
award
it's
for an inspiration. And well,
yeah.
quite frankly, I mean, we do this conversation every month, and yeah, that's exactly how I would describe you. So yeah,
Oh.
I think that's probably well earned and well deserved. So congratulations to you
Thank
on
you very
that one.
much. Thank you. And I think it's important to recognize things actually, recognize people that do good work, but you can't do it on your own, Tony.
Nope.
So I've had the support of my colleagues, my family, my friends, the wider network. It's for me, it's not just about me, if that makes sense. It's for everybody to be
Yeah.
recognized for the good that we do for the community.
Oh, well, that's good. That's really fantastic. I'm pleased for you. I mean, say one of the things you do. I mean, anybody I speak to about Crawley and that who knows about you will sing from the trees. So
Oh,
that's a
thank you.
nice thing.
Thank
Looking
you.
forward, a couple of days actually to Wednesday, funnily enough, a little bit of a health expo in Crawley.
Yes, so we've got this health expo in. It's a brilliant event, hopefully, and it's happening at the Eyfield Gurdwara. So it's different organizations coming together, having stalls, and they explain about what they do. So, for example, Diabetes UK is going to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to have leaflets. They're going to have maybe a small activity. There's going to be sort of like for the public. It's a family event, actually. So everybody's kind of welcome. So they come and enjoy the day. I hope it's a nice day, and enjoy the activities. Get some information about the resources that are out there in Crawley for people. And I think that's so important. Sometimes you get this disconnection, isn't it? But
Yeah.
when you have events like this, it's very much about being connected. If you've got any issues or you want to talk to somebody about something, you know, they'll give you the contact details, contact numbers. And it's, I think it's nice. I think it's nice because some people, when I do whatever I do, a lot of people say, oh, we didn't hear about them. We don't know about them. We don't
You'd
know
have to
what they
get them
do.
listening to Susie Radio because we'll tell everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's brilliant. Susie Radio's done so brilliantly to get that community together. But I think it's such a good idea to come and engage with people. Don't be
Yeah.
in our offices, if that makes sense, you know. I mean, just having a stall and having some activities and some food and everybody getting together. It's such a simple idea, but it's so effective. So yes, yeah, so it's Crawley Health Expo, Wednesday the 5th of July at
Yeah.
the Gurdwara. So it's the it's the Eyfield in Crawley Gurdwara, Eyfield Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I think it's a really, really good idea. The only thing for me that kind of sort of puts up a little bit of a flag for me is it's on a Wednesday. This would have made an absolutely brilliant event at the weekend because it's from 1 until 7. So anybody that's working or is at school is not going to be able to get there until much later on in the day.
I mean, I think that's why they did it from 1 to 7, to be honest.
Yeah.
And these days, Tony, everything is kind of booked. And you know, weekends are really booked everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see. Let's see how it goes. I think it's nice to pop down, you know, take a picnic as well if you need to, if you need to. But even after school, the kids can go and visit, can't they? And
Yeah.
go. But I know, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's something that is kind of maybe people that can't do the weekends to do the weekdays. But and plus it's 1 to 7, so it gives plenty of time for people. But yeah, it's a good vibe. Do you want me to give you the postcode?
I've got all of that. I've got all
Oh,
the
brilliant.
detail in front of me.
Cool.
Yeah, it's actually looking rather good. It's RH11 0NU. So anybody needing that postcode, we'll get that detail up on the SusieRadio.com website as well.
Brilliant.
Which is good. Now, you actually attended something that we were at in the Memorial Gardens at the beginning of June. That big summer event that was on?
Yeah, that was a brilliant event, actually. I've forgotten the date, Tony. I think I'm losing my memory. But it was such
It was about the 3rd or 4th of June, I think.
Yeah, it was. And it was in the Memorial Gardens. It was brilliant. I met some of your other colleagues from Suzy Radio, so that was brilliant. So that was about different organisations, charities, the council, the theatre, the Hall Theatre, Pitchy Breath. There's all sorts of different organisations, and they're very much about getting informed about what they do and people to get involved. I love the Suzy Radio bit. It was brilliant. I loved that, going there and visiting. I think it's a brilliant, and I'm glad that, you know, it's radio can be so accessible to people.
Well, the guys enjoyed that one, but the reason I mentioned it is because, I mean, that was one event in Crawley. I mean, and there are lots and lots of events celebrating Crawley, and there's one coming up in Goffs Park, actually, this coming weekend. It's the Summer Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a summer festival, and I try to go there every year. During COVID, obviously, we didn't, but last year I went, and it was brilliant. I loved it, and I love the people that, you know, they've been going so strong for many years now. And what this is once again, you'll get ice cream, you'll get food, you'll get some music, you'll get some dance, take your picnic blankets. Mm-hmm. I hope the weather is going to be nice, but it's lovely community engagement, just enjoying the summer months and summer days, and just being with family and friends. And it's such a brilliant event, actually. Last year I loved it. I loved the dance and the music that was there last year. So yeah, this is on the 9th of July, and it starts about 11:30 to I think 11:30 or 12. But I love it because everybody's just got their blankets, Tony, and they're just talking to each other, and the kids are playing in the park, and it's just such a lot. It reminds me of when years ago when we just used to the simplicity of just being in the park, really, and enjoying yourself.
This is how community spirit is sort of grown, and it's just nice to see this sort of thing happening within Crawley with the various different events, like the Health Expo, like the Summer Festival. It's really good. But they're also, while we're on the subject of things happening in Crawley, the Bandstand, the Summer Sessions, it's something that goes on in many towns around the place. The use of the bandstand. Are you a big fan of bandstands?
I love the bandstand. I do my live poetry there with Crawley Festival. I did something with dementia. You know, we did some forget-me-nots, like, sort of event there. I love the bandstand because wherever you're sitting in Memorial Gardens, you can hear, you can see everybody, you know, performances, dance, music. I love it. And I love live performances. I mean, I think it's so good for the youngsters to see people performing live, you know, music, poetry, dance, opera, whatever it is. So the bandstand for me especially, and I think it was in Queen Square before my time, actually, but now it's moved to the Memorial Gardens. Yeah. So I think it's so nice to have this kind of like very, with a bit of history. The bandstand has a bit of history, doesn't it? But it's so nice how we use it to actually do the live performances. And I love it. I love the bandstand area. And it's, once again, get the picnic out, get the kids out, get the family out, be active, be happy, be, you know, engaging with each other. I love it.
There are lots and lots. There are quite a few of the events taking place on the bandstand, so check out the local websites for more details on those. The other thing, when you mentioned that the bandstand used to be in Queen Square, I mean, I remember it when it was in Queen Square, and I don't know when it changed, but they use Queen Square and Queensway for various different things these days. There's a continental market coming to the local area, Queen Square and Queensway, from the 6th to the 9th of July, selling foods from around the world. So, there you go. You'll have to go in and teach them how to cook some stuff.
I will, but I love the Continental Market because it's not just foods, Tony. Yeah. They have other things. They've got, like, wooden toys. They've got craft items like beads and necklaces and, you know, crystals and things like that. So I love that market and the smell. Oh, my God, the smell is amazing. And I love like the different foods from Europe and different countries. I love it. I love the food. I mean, you know, it's, and I think we once again, I love Crawley for that. I love it that they're so welcoming to different people from different around the world, and the food and the music and the craft, and celebrating all the skills that we have. And I love that that Crawley welcomes people, invites people, and celebrates the differences and the culture and the craft and the music. I love it, Tony. I love that. I love walking through the Continental Market.
So go spend some money. That starts on Thursday. It's on for 4 days. The other thing I was going to mention, because there seems to be an awful lot going on in Goss Park. Not only is there the summer fair there this Saturday the 9th, but the following week, it's week after next. It's next week, sorry. Circus Zaire is coming to Goss Park. So that's the circus. If you've never been to the circus, they're wonderful things these days. You don't have all the animals that you used to have. It's not that sort of circus anymore. But I saw one fairly recently, and they had this laser show. It was quite the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. So circus has developed. So if you've never been to the circus recently, check this out when you can. It's the Circus Zaire at Goss Park from the 12th to the 16th of July.
Wow, brilliant. I've never been to the circus, Tony.
Well,
I don't think. I'll pop down. I'll pop
treat
down
because I'm always. Take the kids.
But I'm always amazed. How do they get all that equipment in? And
well,
the
you
trucks.
Don't need to worry about that. You just need to just go along and enjoy it. Say, so take the kids along, because so you would actually be surprised at how much kids actually love the circus. And I'm not just talking about the little kids, because the clowns go stupid, but there are some wonderful, wonderful things that go on. And you can marvel at some of the things they actually do. And it's kids of all ages. And by that, I mean sort of from the little ones to kids of my age.
Right. You are a kid at heart. We're all kids at heart.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the circus.
Absolutely.
We're all kids at heart, aren't we? But I mean, I think that's what we're talking about, that kind of innocence and simplicity of something. And I'm not scared of clowns. I'm not scared of them, Tony. But after that Stephen King book, I just
read. Oh, you've been reading, have you? That's probably not the best thing.
I read that when I was younger. So, but no, definitely, I would pop down and see the circus just to please
go
you.
Go see the circus. What else have we got?
I will go and definitely see that. There's lots of things happening in the summer. So, in July, actually, July, August, hopefully, there's lots of things, because schools are off. So it's actually sitting down and actually planning something for the kids as well, actually.
Yeah.
I think you need to plan this year, definitely.
Yeah, one of the things I think that is not coming up in the next couple of months, but it is coming up before the end of the year, and something I think we're going to look at a bit more closely a little nearer the time, is the Crawley Festival. It's live on the High Street on the 30th of September. And basically what it is, it's an afternoon of live music, lots of food, lots of drink, many restaurants and bars in the historic High Street. And they've got a Crawley Festival website. I'll see if I can get that. But the details on
that. I love the High Street, Tony.
You see, I mean, there's so,
there's
so
much history to that, though, isn't there? Yeah, I mean, I'm going
to
research it one day. But I love the old architecture. And I do see the photos. Sometimes in the Crawley Museum, they have how the High Street used to be and how it is now. It's fascinating. I love it. I love the old buildings.
Well, it's all part of the Backstage is Back. Now, that date, by the way, that you forgot is actually the 27th of May. I was a week out as well. It's Backstage. So the actual Crawley website, Crawley Festival website, is crawleyfestival.com. We'll be taking a look at that in the next couple of months as to what's going on, who's going to be appearing on the High Street in that festival. It's going to be, I think, a big event for Crawley. And it helps sort of generate more community spirit
and stuff. And exposure and recognition, and highlights that, you know, Crawley's up and coming, creativity, lots of things happening for the young and the old. I think it's not just one community that has been, like, you know, we're doing things. It's just a variety for the variety of community, for people, for different come and enjoy. And I think I love Crawley for that. I always say, and I'm always going to promote Crawley as a brilliant place to live and work.
Yeah, speaking of which, are you doing any more poetry or writing at all?
Yes, actually, I am. Actually, there's something coming up. Actually,
go on.
Yeah, it's
chance.
Well, it's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but yeah, there's something coming up, and I will let you know next time I see you. But it's not been 100% confirmed at the moment. But yeah, I'm doing some poetry on my childhood. And the theme is childhood. So I was born in Kashmir. So I'm doing something about my childhood and the smells
this
and
is
the
a
sounds
journey, isn't
and
it? From Kashmir to North London,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's I think, and we discuss this all the time. Each of us has a journey to tell, and I think it's lovely to speak about our journeys. And through poetry, you can do that.
Well, I think what you're talking about, Kashmir to North London, I think that would be one hell of a journey, and rather more than just a little bit interesting. But there, Parveen, you see, we've got through all those local events. I don't think I've missed anything particularly there, have I?
No, I think we're all covered, actually. But people can always check and, you know, research a bit. You know, like I said, I have to plan for the things that I'm going to do in the summer months. And a lot of people do that. So everything's on the websites, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, and details and also for most of these Susie events Radio. Can, of course, be found on the SusieRadio.com website as well, on our info pages. So lots there to get through. So, if nothing else, Wednesday's the place to start. The Crawley Health Expo. It's on from 1 till 7. It's at the Crawley Gurdwara?
Gurdwara. Right? Yep, Gurdwara.
Okay.
On the playing fields.
And I feel green. And, well, get stuck into that one.
Yeah,
and,
brilliant.
We'll return in a month's time and talk some more and find out what's going on for, well, the back end of the summer before we get to the Crawley Festival.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much, Tony. Brilliant.
Thank you. Parveen Khan, thank you.